Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Rehberger. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Frank Rehberger. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bonds scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy strikes out. Two outs. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms takes first base on ball four. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Edwards moves to third. Helms moves to second. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Spear moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Spear scores. McCovey moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. George Culver now pitching. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Fuentes scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Gallagher moves to second. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Rehberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver juggles the ball. That's an error on Culver. Gallagher moves to third. Healy moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rayberger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Forge now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rayberger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Watson moves to second. Norm Miller pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watson scores. Helms moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Helms moves to third. Miller moves to second. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Metzger reaches second base with a double. Helms scores. Miller scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. J.R. Richard now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes strikes out. 1 out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Rehberger is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Hazualu pinch hits for J.R. Richard. Steve Stone now pitching. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Healy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Healy. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Rader moves to third. Helms moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader scores. Helms scores. Metzger moves to third. It's Giants, 5, Astros, 5. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzger scores. Cedeno moves to third. It's 6-5, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cedeno scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 7-5, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson is hit by the pitch. Wynn moves to third. May moves to second. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Griffin now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gallagher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 5. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader pinch hits for Fran Healy. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Howarth pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 5. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Metzger hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive towards third. Gallagher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Fred Gladding now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bernie Williams pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.